Our next performer, we have a lot of excellent poetry tonight. That's a real treat. We are bringing up another poet. We are bringing up Linda Havel, who I always enjoy hearing. Please join me in welcoming Linda Havel.
Thank you, everyone. I don't have a title for this poem. It's been around since 2000 when I walked in my neighborhood. And so I've been working and working sporadically like I do. I feel like I'm glowing tonight. You know, that's what comes in the poem, but it feels like a glow being here. Thanks. The empty hole in our neighborhood was the Blaisdell's house, excised in one day. Trees were cut, stacked, their smooth inner core exposed. This reflected cycles of time I remembered over 40 years, seasons and time's stories with endings now becoming beginnings. One ring on the trunk of a tree was the year that the two neighbors left their house for an early morning golf game. I walked our infant son in his carriage. Another tree ring was a Christmas when I delivered a pamphlet about a local vigil for peace, but the couple's only son had already departed to war in Vietnam. Today, a new family lives in the newly built house. Their tiny greenhouse with a heat lamp that glows sustains life on frigid nights. I too will glow in this season of darkness.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Thank you so much, Linda. That was beautiful. I'm enjoying the night of poetry. We have one more open mic.